The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Diaz crushes this one. Take a good look. You won't see it for long. Shot.
Drew Goodman there with the call on AT&T Sportsnet. Okay, I mean this when I say this.
All right, here's the hot take.
I know we're used to watching the Rockies swoon over the second half of the season.
Uh-huh.
I think this team is going to make a run in the second half of the season.
Do you know?
I think their best baseball
you
is...
What?
Hear me out. I think their best baseball is ahead of them. I've been paying attention quietly. The Avalanche have been grabbing the spotlight, but now that they're done, you know, we can start in this little interlude between now and the start of Broncos training camp, spend a little bit more time on the Rockies. I like what I'm seeing. I see some pieces here. The pitching, with Freeland, as you said earlier, pitching better. Chad Kuhl just come off a shutout.
Right.
Marquez seems to be getting a little bit better. Daniel Bard has been outstanding in the bullpen. And plus, I look at some of the offense. Charlie Blackman's heating up. We joke about Chris Bryant, but if he's able to stay healthy, you know he's going to start to put up numbers. Ryan McMahon hasn't really got going yet. Add it all up. I think this team has some good baseball ahead of them.
Oh, brother. They're going to be a wild card team. Is that what you're saying?
They're going to make a run at it. Now, they're 9 games out in the wild card right now.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh, we got a bleeder.
No, sir. Bleeder.
We got a bleeder.
Oh, my.
All right, you're okay.
We got a bleeder.
Yeah, it's not
you,
a lot of blood.
You cannot hold your mud.
I can't hold
you
mud.
You can't hold your mud.
Yeah, grab one
you're
of those.
A bleeder.
While I transition here.
Okay. What are these? Like, oh, yeah, there's nothing like wiping your bloody nose up with some Clorox. That shouldn't hurt anything.
That shouldn't hurt anything.
No, that shouldn't hurt
anything. That'll do. Sanitize.
I got blood all over the Clorox.
God,
thing.
Look at you.
Oh,
you
it's
are
just
absolute, you are an absolute.
Well, this is this one.
Anyway,
this
one's I'll throw that one out there, and folks can react. Honestly, believe it. Not just looking for clickbait. Next on the Morning Brew.
We're gonna go crazy, man. We gotta go crazy, man. We gonna. I mean, the young boy got so much talent, and you know, we push each other every day, man. Every day in practice. We even got Boone, who's a good player too, man. That's gonna help push us, man. I'm expecting the run game to be a lot better than it was yesterday, last year for sure.
Well, it can't be much worse over the last couple of years. I'm looking forward to seeing what Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon, who there was on Good Morning Football, NFL Network,
stings the nostrils.
Look at you! That's your eyes are watering.
Yeah, that's that. Well, it's the last like 3. Clorox wipes at the very bottom of one of those big containers.
Really? The last one was soaked, right?
They're just drenched. And it's making my eyes water because I got it all up in my nostrils.
Yeah.
Stings a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. It stinks.
You look,
stinks
your eyes
a little
are
bit.
All watery.
Yeah.
This is a wreck.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, so the breakdown between these two guys, I am curious about this, is, and let's just go just pure numbers. If Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson, if their dream game plan is to run the ball, let's say, 30 times in a game, okay?
Yeah.
Fair number?
Yeah, I mean, probably a little high in today's game, but let's say
25 times. Break it down. Who gets what?
Oh, I think you're going to get 15 and 10. 15 to
Javonte.
Yeah, Javonte and 10 to Gordon. But, you know, it can vary, obviously, from week to week based upon who's got the hot hand. But I think that's kind of the way you would break it down.
Okay. You think Melvin Gordon would be happy, satisfied?
He's going to have to be.
Don't think he'll be a problem with that kind of role?
I think what he said about Danny Woodhead mentoring him, and you know, I think he understands kind of the role that he has, that he has morphed into, It's not that you don't want to compete or you don't want to play, and you're going to get some of those games where you get the majority of the carries because something goes down or you just got a hot hand. They're going to keep feeding you. But the bottom line is I think he understands where he is in his career right now. Next on the Morning Brew.
30 play. By a sorry player. He don't do nothing. He come to the game, don't catch no passes. He come to the game to chop guys from the back. And he got the same agent as me. So when I see his ass in Atlanta, I'm going to beat his ass.
Nice. Hey, before there was Nazem Kadri, there was Aqib Talib. Aqib Talib. Michael Crabtree. Grabbing that necklace. Loved it. Loved it. Well, Aqib Talib brings his inimitable style. And boy, what a rapidly fast-growing broadcast career as he's going to be joining Amazon as part of their Thursday Night Football coverage.
All right. Good for Aqib.
He'll cover pregame, halftime, and postgame. Nice.
Great cash, homie.
Aqib is... That guy's a dude, man. He's great. He is phenomenal. Good for him. So the cast on Thursday Night Football.
Okay, lay it on me.
Includes Richard Sherman.
Rich,
I think Richard Sherman will be good.
Yeah.
I like Richard Sherman. Tony Gonzalez.
All right.
I can't stand Tony Gonzalez. He offers nothing. Tony Gonzalez. Now, you want to talk about Ken dolls. Tony Gonzalez, great looking man.
Lends, he is very, very handsome.
Lends nothing. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, who should be. I'd be stunned if he's not great.
It's going to be good. And Aqib, throw Aqib to it.
Yeah, and they're also saying that Andrew Whitworth could be joining it as well.
All right.
All Whitworth. For Thursday Night Football.
I think they signed Carissa Thompson, right?
Yep.
That's a big cast of characters.
Next on the Morning Bro.
Going into the playoffs, Belmar already had a meniscus injury. Anthony Cirelli suffered a shoulder AC joint sprain in the New York series, and then the other shoulder was dislocated in the Colorado series. Brandon Hagel had a foot fracture in the Florida series. Nikita Kucherov had an MCL sprain in the Colorado series. Nick Paul had a shoulder AC joint sprain in the New York series and an MCL sprain in the Colorado series. Corey Perry had a shoulder AC joint sprain in the New York series. Braden Point had a significant tear in his quad in Game 7 of the Toronto series. He's expected to make a full recovery. All of these guys are.
John Cooper. I know that the hockey world like genuflex before John Cooper, and what a great coach, what a great... My takeaway from the Stanley Cup Final and John Cooper, for a guy who's so accomplished, and for a team that won back-to-back Stanley Cup champions, I don't know if I've ever seen a more thin-skinned coach when it comes to talking about his team and just the way he carries himself, laying out all the injuries, almost like, what, an excuse? You giving an excuse as to why you lost? I don't know. It was almost like, remember when we went into the Stanley Cup Finals, we talked about Tampa and the idea that, boy, how legit were their two Stanley Cup championships? Because
right.
One happened in the bubble, one happened last year
sure.
against Montreal that by some fluke ended up in the Stanley Cup Finals. And I almost think that he does feel kind of defensive and insecure about these two championships because like I said, there's a defensiveness about the way he presented himself. A lot of whining. You'd think that for a two-time defending Stanley Cup champion coach, there'd be a little bit more, I don't know, a little bit more bravado, swagger.
The fact that they got there three times in a row tells you all you need to know about that team. I mean, that's as hard as...
Let that stand for itself,
right.
Then.
No, I agree with you on that. Let it stand for itself. Here's the thing that's bothering me about Hockey Guy right now. Lower body injury / upper body injury, but now we're gonna lay it all out for you.
He had an AC shoulder sprain. It was really painful. This guy had a bruise on his knee.
Oh, like, give me a break. It's what you got. That's the game. You play that way. Let's not list your injuries now. You don't say boo all year long. Take your ass whipping and go home.
Well, then you're gonna love this. So, Yahoo Sports yesterday posted a story. Oh, I can't wait to read this.
Avalanche's Nichushkin shares jarring photo of busted foot after Stanley Cup win.
He had kerfoot. Have you seen my feet lately? My feet have really been bothering me lately. There's no way he could have as much pain as I do. I could barely shuffle off to get more coffee.
You do. You're shuffling.
Yeah, my feet
you
hurt.
Just shuffle.
I got a flat
every day gut. I keep shuffling.
Right.
You know, you're just shuffling.
Right now, I have kerfoot in both feet.
Yeah.
So I have kerfeet.
Yeah.
Not just kerfoot.
Nichushkin would bow down
Chewy.
To you. Yeah.
Chewy just has kerfoot. I got kerfeet.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.